I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A Baptist church was banned in Tajikistan for meeting in a private home. A religion law prohibits churches from meeting without official registration. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says such restrictions continue to come up all over.
As we look at what's going on in Tajikistan, it's certainly of a piece with what we've seen not only there, but also in a lot of the other former Soviet Asian republics. We're seeing this tightening up on evangelical churches, and it certainly is troubling to us.
Next, it's a new era for South Africa and its AIDS epidemic. South Africa's president announced sweeping new policies that would see more people treated and tested for HIV. Teen Missions International's in South Africa's capital, Pretoria. Bob Bland says this reflects a new attitude towards the stigma of the disease.
They just don't tell people that they have AIDS. So this is a step forward because of getting people to actually admit there's such a thing exists.
Bland says they have rescue units and they're reaching orphans with the hope of Christ and hope for a future.
We are trying to not only get them in school, help them grow vegetables, but also to help them be able to survive.
And do you love church? How about coffee? E3 Partners helps you combine the two with their three latte church plan. Becoming a latte church partner allows you to fully fund a house church in India that reaches 20 or more people. Only 2% of India's 1.5 billion residents know Christ as Lord. So for the price of three lattes, 2 dozen people can hear the gospel. For $13, you can change the statistics and help bring the gospel to India. Call us toll-free to get involved. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan, this station. If you'd like to have a free copy of WorldServe's devotional called Joy Over the Moon, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You'll find out about the needs of the underground Chinese church. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.